content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the months of September, October. It's a September, October issue all in one. And District S typically sends quite a volume of information in their newsletters, and I only have 58 minutes to share it with you. So I have done some editing. Just about everything that was repeated from last month I have set aside, and we'll only do it if we have time. So here we go. VIP Fishing Tournament Canceled by PID Gwen White, Executive Director. On October 1st, 2024, the North Carolina Lions Visually Impaired Persons Fishing Tournament announced the cancellation of the 2024 event, originally scheduled for October 21st to 23rd, 2024, due to the devastating impact of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina. The decision was made by the Board of Directors at its meeting on September 30th, 2024, with an overwhelming sentiment that funds typically used for the tournament would be better directed to disaster relief efforts. Hurricane Helene has caused severe flooding and widespread damage across the state, affecting many participants and volunteers who normally attend the three-day event. More than 340 blind and visually impaired individuals were registered to participate in this year's tournament, along with more than 300 volunteers. Dubbed as the world's largest fishing tournament for the blind and visually impaired, this would have been the 41st year of the event, which is held on the North Carolina's Outer Banks. The first tournament was held in 1976. The tournament has been canceled only twice before, both times due to the coronavirus pandemic. Board President Bob Walton emphasized the difficulty of this decision, noting the significant impact on the whole state as well as our local community. "Our hearts go out to all those affected by Hurricane Helene," Walton said. "While it is disappointing to cancel this beloved event, we believe it is our responsibility to prioritize the immediate needs of our community and state during this challenging time." Hurricane Helene has severely disrupted food distribution in western North Carolina, where most of the food used by the tournament to feed participants and volunteers is donated. The storm's flooding and damage have impacted key infrastructure and facilities, including the Ingalls Warehouse and trucks in Black Mountain and Milco in Asheville, both of which were heavily damaged by floodwaters. Ingalls and Milco are major contributors of food to the tournament. "Our tournament is really a statewide event. The storm has created significant challenges in delivering essential food supplies to the Outer Banks, exacerbating the effort of event organizers to hold the tournament," said Gwen White, executive director. Walton said that refunds will be provided to participants and volunteers. However, they have the option to reserve a place at the 2025 event or to donate their registration fee to the tournament and the VIP... to donate their registration fee to the tournament, and the VIP board will donate in total to the North Carolina Lions Foundation for a Hurricane Helene relief fund. It will be totally donated, no administration fees deducted. "The North Carolina Lions are committed to supporting disaster relief efforts and will help to mobilize resources to assist in those needs," Walton said. "We have already found out that some of the volunteers who were coming here to help us have lost their homes," White said. "We are still trying to find our visually impaired participants to determine their needs," she said. For more information on the North Carolina Lions Visually Impaired Persons Fishing Tournament, please visit the website at www.ncvipfishing.org or to make donations to the 501c3 organization that will deliver your gifts, please call White at 252-202-2329. Miracles in Sight by Lion Glenda Grant. On September 14, 2024, Lions of North Carolina were invited to a luncheon and tour of the Miracles in Sight facility in Winston-Salem. Did you know that Miracles in Sight is the third largest eye bank in the USA? They procure and process thousands of corneas and eye tissue every year. All donated corneas and eye tissue are used, either as transplant tissue, research tissue, or for training of ophthalmologists who are specializing in corneal disease and surgery. Currently, they are embarking on their public fundraising campaign to help finance their new state-of-the-art facility to be located in Clemens, North Carolina. For more information, please visit www.miraclesinsight.org. In memory of Jonas David Edwards, June 8, 1942 to August 7, 2024. With heavy hearts, we announce the passing of Jonas David Edwards on August 27, 2024, at the age of 82. David was selfless, and his life was a testament to the impact one person can make through acts of kindness and service. The countless lives he touched bear witness to his generosity, skill, and servant's heart. For over 45 years, David dedicated himself to serving in the Lions Club, an organization that assists needy and visually impaired individuals. Throughout his remarkable tenure, he held various leadership roles, including two-time district governor of North Carolina. He devoted countless hours to the Federation of the Blind. David was the recipient of many service awards for his work, including the Order of the Longleaf Pine. He was also instrumental in establishing the Down East Radio Reading Service for the Blind in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. David's faith was at the center of his life and inspired all his acts of service. At his church, he led youth and adult mission teams both locally and internationally. He was never more at home than with a hammer or drill in his hand and loved working alongside others to help neighbors in need. Whether it was organizing fundraising events, providing resources for those in need, or simply helping, offering a helping hand, he was always ready to give of himself. He was known for his humility, generosity, and unwavering dedication to helping others. In times of trouble, he always reminded those around him to keep fighting the good fight. David's career in public education spanned many years and miles. He received his PhD from North Carolina State University, and he worked tirelessly on behalf of students and their families across the state. His work culminated in his leading... I apologize. His work culminated in his leading the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction as director. David was a loving husband, father, grandfather, brother, and uncle, and his family remembers him for his kindness, wisdom, and the love he had for them. He is survived by wife Rhonda Edwards, daughters Caroline Maynor, Elizabeth Cochran, and husband Brett, and Kristen Edwards Dempsey and husband Michael. Granddaughters Heather Maynor, Mackenzie Maynor, Addie Grace Dempsey, and Kenna Reese Dempsey. Grandsons Aiden Jones and Elliot Dempsey. Sister Judy Edwards, brother Billy Edwards, and wife Louise, and his mother-in-law Jerry Richardson. He was preceded in death by his son Blake Murphy and his parents Jonas and Rachel Edwards. A memorial service was held at 3 p.m. on Friday, September 6th at First United Methodist Church at 100 Green Street Northeast, Wilson, North Carolina. Pastor Mike Fries officiated. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the Wilson Evening Lions Club in David's name to continue supporting the work he was so passionate about. Please send your donations to P.O. Box 7298 in Wilson, North Carolina, 27895. He will be deeply missed by all who knew him, but his spirit will live on in the lives he touched. And again, I apologize for the giggle. Somebody walked by the door and made a face at me, and I just couldn't contain myself. I do regret that. Recovering from Hurricane Helene Together by Lion Perenita Carpenter. Lions, Hurricane Helene left in its wake property damage, loss of businesses and homes, and broken families in western North Carolina. It is estimated that there is $53 billion in damage and recovery efforts and at least 96 reported deaths. The storm and its aftermath caused 1,400 landslides and damaged more than 160 water and sewer systems, at least 6,000 miles of roads, more than 1,000 bridges and culverts, and an estimated 126,000 homes. It is anticipated that 220,000 households will be applying for federal assistance. Most of the losses will not be recovered. 39 of North Carolina's 100 counties are within the federally declared disaster area. All emergency response workers in the affected areas are working around the clock to provide whatever assistance they can as quickly as they are able. Local Department of Social Services branches, food pantries, and animal shelters. We as Lions are proudly joining the efforts. Supplies and donations are being sent to Hendersonville, Dunn, Fayetteville, New Bern, Kinston, Weaverville, and Asheville, and more as the needs arise. LCIF has issued a major catastrophic grant of $100,000 to MD-31, and the district is in constant contact with LCIF, understanding that more funds may be needed. The electricity and phone service have been restored at Camp Dogwood, and they are feverishly coordinating recovery and assistance efforts. The Marjorie McCune Center was hit hard. Some of our Lions have lost their homes. During this time of need, please do your best to reach out to as many fellow Lions in the affected areas as possible. Something as simple as a phone call or a text can have more of an impact than you would think. Let them know that you're thinking about them. Ask them if is there anything you can do for them. If you are a short distance away, go see them. Sometimes just hearing the voice of someone you know is there for you, or getting a hug from a friend can do wonders. Lions are stronger together. Don't forget to remind each other that we are never alone. An upcoming District 31S cabinet meeting. The second cabinet meeting will be held on Sunday, November 3rd, 2024, at the Pilot Lions Club at 2 p.m. No meal will be provided. And there follows a, I'm not sure what that is. Okay, here's another article on Hurricane Helene. Hurricane Helene relief items needed. Lions Lorraine Dixon and DG Jim Tobolsky are putting together a list of items to assist families in Weaverville that need basic supplies due to Helene. If you can assist in any way, it will be greatly appreciated. Lorraine Dixon's phone number is 919-417-8527. Jim Tobolsky's is 919-624-0820. Items needed: baby formula, food, diapers and wipes, food and beverages like cereal bars, granola bars, peanut butter, crackers, bread, bottled water, Gatorade, etc. Disposable utensils, trash bags, first aid supplies, sharps containers, cleaning supplies, tarps, flashlights and lanterns, feminine supplies, clothing, including shoes, socks, and underclothes, and blankets. In memory of PDG David C. Boyd, Jr., on September 19, 2024, PDG Lion David C. Boyd, Jr. was called home to be with his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He leaves behind 12 nieces and nephews, a special longtime friend Glenn Bunch, and many dear friends to remember him. David served as mayor of the village of Simpson from 2003 to 2017. Lion David served for two terms as district governor, 1995 to 96 and 2003 to 2004. He was a dedicated Lion for 44 years. David worked at JCPenney's for more than 30 years before he retired. He knew how to put together amazing clothing ensembles for men. A memorial service was held on October 13, 2024, at 4 p.m. at Heritage Free Will Baptist Church, 64 East Bypass, Bethel, North Carolina. Visitation with family and friends was held afterwards. Memorials may be made to Heritage Free Will Baptist Church, care of Pastor Walter Summerlin, 2207 Staten Mill Road, Stokes, North Carolina, 27884. Here's a message from PDG Alan Swaim. Lions, I have been unable to choose a date for Lions who sponsored two or more Lions during my second term as DG. If you have a Lion that sponsored two or more Lions during that time, I will send them a gift certificate for a steak dinner. Please email the names to me at LionDGAllen, spelled A-L-L-E-N, at gmail.com. Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina 2024 Update by Lion John Lind. At a recent meeting, we were honored to host Tom Lamont, Director of Community Engagement for the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. A Wilmington resident, Tom holds a Bachelor of Arts in Speech Communications from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and a Master of Arts in Radio and Television from the University of Mississippi. After a 19-year career in radio and television news, Tom joined Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina in July 1998 for the first time. He later worked in alumni relations at UNC Wilmington before returning to Boys and Girls Homes in 2004. In 2011, Tom left to care for his aging parents and subsequently spent 5 years with the YMCA in Wilmington as a resource development officer. He also served as director of community relations for the Wilmington Sharks baseball team before returning to his current role at the Boys and Girls Homes. This year marks the 70th anniversary of Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, a milestone celebrating decades of providing critical support for children in need. The organization was founded in 1954 by A.D. Peacock, a funeral director with a vision for helping children in challenging situations, after witnessing the hardships of a family where a mother passed away and the father couldn't work. Civic organizations, including the Lions Club of North Carolina, rallied together to support this cause. In 1960, the Lions built a cottage at the Boys and Girls Homes campus, which is currently undergoing renovations. Tom mentioned a video during the presentation and later shared a link showing the renovations in progress. The updates will make the cottage feel more like a home and ensure that the facility can continue serving its mission for years to come. Today, Boys and Girls Homes faces new challenges, especially after COVID-19, such as finding qualified staff. However, their focus remains on providing family-centered care, teaching essential life skills, and offering love and structure to help the graduates reintegrate into society and lead fulfilling lives. Beyond housing troubled youth, Boys and Girls Homes offers a wide range of services. They have equine therapy with horses, foster care, adoption programs, and even a charter school on campus. The Lions of North Carolina are proud supporters of Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, and we encourage everyone to join us in backing this incredible organization. APEX 2024 Relays Benefit Track Team by Lion John Lind. The coaching staff for the APEX High School track team were invited to a recent meeting this evening. We presented the coaches with the proceeds from the APEX Lions rallies this past April. Relays this past April. Since 1979, the APEX Lions have partnered with the APEX High School track team to host the APEX Lions relays. Over the years, it has grown from a dozen teams to over 50 teams, mostly from all across North Carolina, and even some teams from surrounding states. This past April, we had a fantastic event with terrific weather. The APEX Lions run the concession booth and sell T-shirts as well. The proceeds are donated directly to the track program. Coach Athletic Director Roy Cooper has officially retired now, but arrangements have been made for him to continue his involvement in this event next year, and hopefully beyond. Gills is the new men's track coach, and Gina is the new women's track coach. They both look forward to carrying on the tradition of quality in the program and building upon the legacy they have been given. We look forward to working with all three coaches to make next year's relays an even bigger success. Wake Forest Lions Crop Hunger Walk. This is by Lion Glenda Grant. Wake Forest Lions Club served as crossing guards at the Wake Forest Crop Hunger Walk on Sunday, September 22, 2024. The funds raised helped fund our local tri-area ministry food pantry, Wake Forest Community Table, and other local and global food programs. More than $10,000 was raised as a result of this event. This is the first in-person walk since 2019 due to COVID-19 restrictions. While the crowd was not as large as past years, the folks who turned out were an enthusiastic bunch. Lions serve. 2024-25 Camp Dogwood raffle tickets for sale. And I'm going to read this just the way it is. Lions, thank you for doing a phenomenal job selling Camp Dogwood raffle tickets in 2023-24. Let's keep the momentum going. Tickets will be distributed at District Brighter Visions kickoffs. Additionally, tickets may be purchased online. Tickets are $5 each, $3 for $10, or $7 for $20. Tickets purchased online will be filled out and placed directly in the drawings. The grand prize is $15,000. Other prizes are $500, $400, $300, and $200. All proceeds go toward the maintenance of Camp Dogwood for the blind and visually impaired. Camp Dogwood Open Donation. Camp Dogwood is looking for clubs and individuals to help us make room improvements. Our goal is to replace each of our 54 guest room showers with walk-ins to ensure ease of access for the ones we serve. With a donation of $10,000, we will be able to credit those clubs and individuals with a plaque to say thank you for the generous donation. For more information, please contact April at 828-478-2135 or email april@nclf.org. Oh, gosh, it says extension 250. I have a feeling that goes along with the phone number, not the email. Remarkably Unremarkable by Lion John Lind. Former Secret Service Special Agent Dennis Schlindwein was our special guest speaker recently. He spoke mainly about his 25-year career as a special agent with the U.S. Secret Service. Dennis was quite engaging and entertaining. He acknowledged that people often say that when they meet him in person, they say such things as, "You're not what I was expecting." So he shared some photographs of what people think of when they think about Secret Service agents. James Bond, you know. Not surprisingly, the expectations are not exactly accurate. Then he highlighted the history of the organization, informing us of the twofold responsibility of an agent, federal criminal investigations, and dignitary protection of several groups, both national and international. We learned about the origins of the Secret Service in 1865 and what the original purpose was, as well as how things changed over the years. Initially, it was started to combat money counterfeiting. Then, after multiple presidential assassinations, it expanded to protecting the president. Over time, it was expanded to include computer fraud, telecommunications fraud, vice presidents, candidates, and more. He provided several specific examples of his assignments with U.S. presidential and vice presidential candidates for those offices, as well as his times with former President Jimmy Carter. At the conclusion of the speech, he answered several audience questions, including some regarding the recent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. There was also some discussion about the weapons issued over the years. Dennis said he carried a .357 Magnum back then. He also passed around his badge for us to look at. Unfortunately, there was not sufficient time for him to get to the really interesting stories. He said he has done some 3-hour presentations before, which included those. The club was very receptive to the presentation, and I'm sure, given more time, we could have interacted even more. He also took the opportunity to introduce the books he has written, Remarkably Unremarkable, and Sincerely Sophie. He sold several copies of the book to members of the group and told us the origin of Remarkably Unremarkable. I wonder if that is in the book or if you would need to invite him to tell you. Dennis can be reached by email at, I'm going to just spell this out, dsclindwein@nc.rr.com. Rocky Mount Lions host MSU Van by Lion Ella Flora. The Rocky Mount Lions hosted the mobile screening unit on September 7, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Greater Joy Baptist Church community event. The results? 45 individuals screened, 6 diabetic, 3 glaucoma, 4 never had an eye exam. 12 referrals were made, and that was 12% referral rate for the group. There were 35 hearing tests administered with 14 referrals. We had a great day. Many thanks go out to the Lions, volunteers, Dr. Braswell, and Brian Hoover, the Vision Van coordinator, for helping make this a successful event. Wake Forest Good Neighbor Day by Lion Glenda Grant. On September 21, 2024, the Wake Forest Lions Club participated in Good Neighbor Day at Joyner Park in Wake Forest. The Leos of Heritage High School assisted with lots of youthful energy and enthusiasm. We showcased Enchroma color vision glasses and provided free vision screenings for children. Free sunglasses and reading glasses were also available to the folks attending the event. It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Apex Lions and Raleigh JCs by Lion John Lind. I honestly did not think I would be saying this, but the Apex Lions were actually back at the NC State Fair this year. Well, some of us anyway. We were contacted by the Raleigh JCs to assist them with their turkey shoot event. As with many volunteer organizations, the pool of willing volunteers seems to be drying up, so a few of us agreed to take on some shifts to support the Raleigh JCs. It was my first time ever at a turkey shoot, so I did not know what to expect. It was quite a bit busier than I expected. Although it was a long day with a lot of walking, it was fun at the same time. We got to meet some new people, and I had some laughs along the way. And all in all, I'm very glad we did this. If you live in or around Raleigh, please check out the Raleigh JCs, or find a Lions Club near you. Celebrate World Diabetes Day. Celebrate World Diabetes Day on November 14, 2024. Be sure to plan how your club can support individuals with diabetes and raise awareness of the disease in your community. And they offer up a link to download the new Diabetes Service Program Overview resource to get started. Bus Drivers Needed for Summer 2025 Camp Season by Tammy McLean, Camp Director of Camp Dogwood. Fellow Lions, we are in the process of planning for Summer Camp 2025. The past few years, we have not been able to offer field trips to our summer campers. The primary reason is that we must have someone able to drive our bus each week. What we would like to do is have 2 Lion volunteers commit to each camp session. This way, we will not fall short. What is offered to session 1 must be offered to each session. We cannot offer some field trips and not others. In order to volunteer, you will be asked to pass a background check. This is required by our insurance as an at no cost to the volunteer. You must hold a valid driver's license with no reports for 3 years. A copy of your valid driver's license must be provided. You must participate and complete a short online training video on sexual abuse and any other training videos required by insurance. These are at no cost to the volunteer. You will be expected to attend your assigned session if you volunteer. You must be able to operate and park a 15-passenger bus in various types of traffic. If you're interested or have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. We must have volunteers in place in order to start planning field trips in January. Thanks for all you do. I look forward to hearing and speaking with you soon. I will note that there is no email or phone number at the end of that article, so I'm sorry I'm not able to help you with that. Pilot Lions Club Member Honored by Lion Graham Baker. Walter Lynn Lewis was recently presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Office of State Fire Marshal and was also recognized for his 50 years of community service through the Pilot Fire Department at their 50-year celebration. This prestigious lifetime achievement was presented by Tony Bailey, an officer of the State Fire Marshal Department. It reads in part that Lynn's distinguished career was marked by an unwavering commitment to public safety with a history of significant contributions to the firefighter profession. Mr. Bailey added, "This award is presented with the deepest appreciation for outstanding service and highlights his lasting impact on the firefighting profession. It is a testament to his dedication, sacrifice, and leaves an enduring legacy." Lynn's career also reached into many additional areas, including being a member of the Franklin County 911 Community Committee and serving as president of the Franklin County Firefighters Association. Lynn's faith is very important to him, as he is an active member of Pilot Baptist Church, where he serves as chairman of the deacons, a Sunday school teacher, the brotherhood director, as well as working with other committees within the church. He also serves the community by being a Pilot Lions member since 1982. In those 32 years, he has held various leadership roles, including president several times. Lynn was also widely known as a premier cook, often cooking for Pilot Lions Club fundraisers, church, and other community events. Lynn epitomizes what it means to be a community leader to his church family, fellow Lions, fire department, and especially as a husband, father, and granddad, while still giving so much of his personal life to being a community volunteer. Free Vision Screenings at St. Mary Magdalene by Lion John Lind. On Monday, October 21st, 2024, I served at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic School performing free vision screenings. This was organized by Lion Joelle Lind, a teacher at the school. Nurse Wendy coordinated the first, third, and fifth grade students to make this process as efficient as possible. By lunchtime, we had performed a total of 154 screenings and made 6 referrals. All students were courteous and cooperative. The screenings went so well that Nurse Wendy is going to consider possibly screening more grades next year, or even expanding this to a more extensive health fair. As Lions, we are proud to serve in this way and welcome other schools to reach out for similar service. Save the Date, Camp Dogwood Christmas Craft Bazaar. Save the Date, Camp Dogwood will be hosting a Christmas Craft Bazaar on December 7th, 2024. Camp Dogwood is located at 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive in Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. More details to come. Or call Camp Dogwood for more information, 828-478-2135. ALS United at Apex Lions Club by Lion John Lind. At our recent Apex Lions Club meeting, we were privileged to hear from Amy Lynn Clark, Director of Development at ALS United. Amy shared powerful information about ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, a progressive neurological disease that impacts 5,000 people each year in the United States. With no known cure, ALS presents significant challenges for patients, families, and caregivers. ALS United is on a mission to support those affected by ALS with a variety of programs. These include the following. Care Grants. Financial assistance of up to $750, which can be received as often as twice per year. Equipment loan closet, providing access to essential medical equipment at no cost to ALS patients. And support groups, connecting patients, families, and caregivers with valuable emotional support and resources. Research into potential triggers, such as concussions among NFL players and the elevated diagnosis rate among veterans, continues. Thanks to organizations like ALS United, those affected by ALS can find the resources and community support they need. As Lions, we are committed to serving our local community and supporting critical causes. By joining the Apex Lions Club, you can help us raise awareness, provide hope, and extend a helping hand to those battling ALS. Together, we can make a meaningful difference. For more information on ALS United and the vital programs they offer, visit their website, https://alsnc.org. Apex Fire Chief Visits Club by Lion John Lind. Apex got a new fire chief 2 years ago, and he was our special guest speaker at a recent meeting. Chief Tim Herman came to us from Garner, where he was in the Garner Fire Department for 26 years and was the chief for the last 12 of those years. Tim started off by informing us that the primary mission statement for the fire department includes risk reduction, response readiness, and commitment to excellence. You might be surprised to learn that putting out fires is actually a relatively small part of what the fire department actually does. Not surprisingly, it is the goal of the fire department to avoid having fires to put out in the first place. Currently, there are 115 full-time employees in the department. The firefighters themselves are divided into three shifts of 34, which rotate so that there is 24/7 coverage. The department has 8 trucks, and each firefighter receives approximately 3,000 hours of training every year in many different disciplines. They can handle all sorts of hazards, including fire, medical, chemical, hazardous materials, technical rescue like jaws of life and water rescues in confined spaces, for example, non-emergency services, inspections, and more. The town of Apex and rural Apex, or Hypex, are both included in the coverage area and encompass 40 square miles. The presentation was both informative and entertaining. Tim did a fantastic job of presenting the information and included quite a few photos to illustrate the topics. He also showed us exactly how the department measures and monitors response time, since that is such a critical aspect of the services provided. He also explained how the Cary, Apex, and Morrisville, or CAM, partnership works. These three departments effectively operate as a single joint fire department. Not only do they share, dispatch, and coordination of responses, but they also train together. After the presentation, there were quite a few questions, which was a testament to how well everyone was listening and how interested they were in the subject and presentation. Apex Lions at Apex Night Out 2024 by Lion John Lind. On October 1st, 2024, members of the Apex Lions Club served citizens of Apex at the Apex Night Out Touch a Truck event. As we have done in previous years, we brought our vision screening camera to the event and offered free vision screening for all. In 3.5 hours, we performed a total of 37 screenings and made 3 referrals. If you missed us at this event, we plan to do free vision screenings again at the Apex Peak Fest this coming spring in May. Textiles Talk at Apex Lions Club by Lion John Lind. We were thrilled to have Sean Deaton speak at a recent meeting. He shared his extensive knowledge and experience from his work at the Textile Protection and Comfort Center at North Carolina State University's Wilson College of Textiles. Sean began by reflecting on his personal connection to the community, thanking Kevin and others for their support in scouting, which played a crucial role in his children's development into Eagle Scouts. Sean's talk highlighted the cutting-edge research and innovations happening at the center, which has become a leader in studying protective clothing and comfort. He shared fascinating insights from projects that ranged from evaluating the effectiveness of different types of masks during the COVID-19 pandemic to the challenges of balancing safety and comfort in protective gear for firefighters. Sean also discussed the center's pioneering work in developing a fire suit that could protect against both flames and chemical warfare agents, a project initiated after 9/11. Among the highlights of his talk was the discussion on the importance of human physiological testing in creating garments that are not only protective, but comfortable for long periods. Sean emphasized that true innovation lies in striking the right balance between protection and comfort, a challenge that his team continues to tackle with cutting-edge research and technology. We are grateful for Sean's insights and for sharing the incredible work being done at the Textile Protection and Comfort Center. His contributions to the field are making a significant impact on the safety and well-being of those who rely on protective clothing every day. North Raleigh Lions host Autumn Tea. The North Raleigh Lions Club will sponsor an Autumn Tea on November 16, 2024, from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Bayleaf Recreation Clubhouse, 11617 Six Forks Road in Raleigh. The cost per person is $25. Space is limited to 40 seats. Reserve your space now. Make checks payable to the North Raleigh Lions Club and mail to 7014 Wexford Woods Trail, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27613. Many thanks to Willow Trust for helping to sponsor this event. For questions, please contact PDG Lion Barbara Beltran at 919-638-1580 or email lionbarbara31s@yahoo.com. NCLF past president Carl Ernst, 2021-2022. Carl Frederick Ernst, February 13, 1951 to October 25, 2024, Siler City. Carl Frederick Ernst, 73, of Siler City, died peacefully at the hospice house in Pittsburgh, Friday, October 25, 2024. Carl was born in Guilford County to the late William S. and Margaret Edmondson Ernst on February 13, 1951. In addition to his parents, Carl was preceded in death by his brothers, William Bill Ernst and Robert Bob Ernst. Carl is survived by his bride of 26 years, Barbara Gray Ernst, two sisters, Catherine E. Blanchard and husband, Reverend H. Dale Blanchard of Sharon, Wisconsin, and Karen E. Foster of St. Joseph, Michigan, a brother, Ronald Ernst of Battle Creek, Michigan. Carl is also survived by his stepchildren, Chad Sapp and wife Shelley of Sebring, Florida, Adam Sapp and wife Valeria of Reidsville, North Carolina, and Amy Sapp of Wilmington, North Carolina. Three grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Carl served his country as a sergeant in the U.S. Air Force Special Operations. He was a member of the Chatham County Planning Board, Chatham County Strategic Plan Development Committee, and Land Use Plan Implementation Committee. Carl was past District Governor of District 31O, the President of the NC Lions Foundation from 2021 to 22. Carl was a volunteer for Hunter Safety Education Instructor, a coach for the Jordan Matthews High School FFA Marksmanship Team. He was a member of the National Fire Protection Association, NC Defense Business Association, NC Military Business Council, the Society of American Military Engineers, and a member of the Hickory Mountain Rifle and Pistol Club. Carl was a project engineer for the building and energy management systems industry. A visitation was held Tuesday, October 29th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Smith & Buckner Funeral Home. The funeral service was held on Wednesday, October 30th at 11 a.m. at the Smith & Buckner Funeral Home Chapel with Reverend Dale Blanchard officiating. Carl will be laid to rest in Salisbury National Cemetery at a later date. The family requests memorials be made to NC Lions Foundation, P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Smith & Buckner Funeral Home is serving the Ernst family. Online condolences may be made at www.smithbucknerfh.com. Lewisburg Lions are announcing Coats for Kids Glow Ball at Peachtree Hill Golf and Country Club on Wednesday, November 6th, starts at 7 p.m. The donation of $35 per person. It's a dinner and register. It just says dinner and register. 5:30. Oh, duh. Dinner and register from 5:30 to 6:30. Contact DWAT39@gmail.com for more information. Here's an announcement on the Governor Moorhead Foundation presents the Season of Giving. There's a banquet, student performances, silent auction, and more. November 7th at 6:30 p.m. in the GMS Dining Hall at 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. All proceeds will be used to benefit the students of the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. A Tribute to One of Our Great Lions, William J. Booth, Jr., by Lion John Lind. Lion William Jennings Bill Booth, Jr., was born July 10th, 1934, in Apex, near his dad's Apex Lumber Company mill. Lion Bill graduated from Apex High School. He attended the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and was a proud Tar Heel. Rumor has it, his blood was Tar Heel blue. While at Chapel Hill, Bill became a UNC field and track team letterman. After graduating from UNC, Bill spent 2 years of active duty in the Pacific as a commissioned officer on the USS Roanoke. Following his discharge, he returned to Apex and ran the Apex Lumber Company. Bill continued his naval career as a reserve officer and retired as a commander. Bill married his loving wife, Mary Lou Norwood, in 1959 and had 3 children, son Billy, daughters Linda and Jennifer. He and Mary Lou had 5 grandchildren and 2 great-grands. Needless to say, Bill loved and cherished all his family. Lion Bill joined the Apex Lions Club in 1971 and served along with his dad, Lion Williams Jennings Booth. Lion Jennings was a charter member of the Apex Lions Club. They both attended the Apex Club meetings together until his dad's passing. Lion Jennings and some other Lions members who had boys decided the town needed a Boy Scout troop. Troop 209 was chartered with the Lions as the troop's charter organization. Lion Bill was a member of Troop 209's first class. The initial scout hut was located across the street from the C.C. Jones building. The scout hut was built by the Apex Lions with the lumber donated from Lion Bill's dad's mill. The same hut is still in use by Troop 209 today in J.C. Park. Lion Bill and second-generation Lions were also instrumental in clearing what is now J.C. Park and putting in the ball field. Little did they know then that the troop hut would be moved there some 50 years later. To say Lion Bill was an active Lion would be an understatement. He was at every activity. He shared that at the State Fair booth in the beginning, it was undercover, but the ground was the floor. He would load sawdust from their family mill and take it out to put down for people to walk on and reduce the dust. He and Mary Lou worked together and pulled their shifts every year at the food booth. Be it relays, fish fry, or azalea sales, Lion Bill had a serving heart and was always ready for the task. He was the same with the town of Apex and his church. The Apex Lion of the Year Award is named the William Jennings Booth Lion of the Year Award. Although it is named after his dad, it could easily be for Lion Bill. Lion Bill had the heart of a lion. His service will be missed, and his presence long remembered by those who knew him. His God was waiting on him with open arms. Welcome, my good and faithful servant. Sound Advice, Preventing Hearing Loss, by Lion John Lind. Recently, we were honored to host Kelly Johnson and a team from WakeMed Health and Hospitals Audiology for an insightful presentation on hearing loss and prevention. This session was not just informative, but also highly engaging, leaving our members with practical knowledge on how to protect one of our most vital senses, our hearing. Kelly came prepared with a wealth of information and resources. She shared handouts that detailed the causes of hearing loss, early signs to watch for, tips for prevention, and even crossword puzzles to take home. We were each provided with a set of earplugs to practice with on our own. This hands-on approach allowed our members to gain confidence in using ear protection, an essential tool in safeguarding our ears from harmful noise levels. She also attempted to share a video about how hearing works, but it would not play. So she provided the link instead so we could watch it later. Our members were eager to learn, and the interaction with Kelly was lively and informative. Many questions were raised, ranging from the impact of daily noise exposure to the effectiveness of various hearing protection devices, and some discussion about different kinds of hearing aids and their effectiveness. The session highlighted the importance of early detection and prevention in maintaining healthy hearing throughout our lives. It was a reminder that hearing loss is not just an issue for the elderly. Everyone, regardless of age, should take steps to protect their hearing. We are grateful to Kelly Johnson and WakeMed Audiology team for their time and expertise. Their visit was a valuable experience for our Lions Club, and we look forward to continuing our partnership in promoting health and wellness within our community. And here is a bulletin on the Orlando 107th Lions International Convention 2025. This will be held July 13th to 17th, 2025. The convention is coming to Orlando. Orlando, Florida welcomes Lions and Leos from around the world for sun, fun, service, and the 107th Lions International Convention. Famous for its theme parks, exciting attractions, and vacation vibes, Orlando is a top global destination and an exciting site for our biggest event of the year. Come celebrate service in a city that's pure magic. More info coming soon. And here are some promotional tidbits. Convention calendar. The convention will be held Sunday through Thursday, with the Parade of Nations kicking off festivities on Monday, July 14th. On Thursday, July 17th, the presidential inauguration will bring our time in Orlando to a close. More details to follow. Program of events. In Orlando, you will find all of the great programming Lions have come to expect at international convention. From uplifting keynote speakers and a rockin' international show to innovative seminars and the Parade of Nations, you can be a part of it all. And here are a couple of numbers I'm going to extract from a table about the NC Lions Foundation fundraising update as of October 21st, 2024. Under the Brighter Visions Fund Drive area, the total Brighter Visions donations at this point, $165,706. The goal this year is $565,000. $1,805, a difference of $400,099 needs still to be raised to reach the goal. Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. Raffle sales so far total $8,673. The sales last year were $127,893 for a negative difference, or what needs to be raised is $119,245. Here's a note about North Carolina Lions Education Grant Program. North Carolina Lions, Inc. recognizes the need for education beyond a high school diploma. Further education is necessary for an individual to be competitive in today's job market. With the rising cost of education, many visually impaired parents find it difficult to fund the total cost of their children's education. The North Carolina Lions Education Grant Program was created to provide funding for these individuals. Grants up to $1,500 per year are available to sighted children of blind or visually impaired parents. Grants will be awarded based on the economic need of the family and the scholastic record and character of the applicant. Applications and all required information must be received in the NC Lions, Inc. office by March 31st of 2025. The North Carolina Lions, Inc. will make the check payable to the college designated by the recipient. The check will be applied to the recipient's college expenses. In the event the recipient drops out of school, any unused balance will be returned to the North Carolina Lions Incorporated. No funds will be made available for studies beyond a bachelor's degree. Eligibility. To be eligible for an educational grant, the family income of the applicant cannot exceed the following amounts. One dependent child, $40,000 annually. Two dependent children, $50,000 annually. Three dependent children, $60,000 annually. Four dependent children, $70,000 annually. $10,000 will be added to the family income for each additional dependent child. The unencumbered assets of the family, including stocks and bonds, shall not exceed $75,000. Personal real estate is excluded. Required information. Completed application. Scholastic information, including class rank, SAT, and GPA. Character reference letters, minimum of 2. Certification of parents' visual impairment. Letter of acceptance from a college, community college, trade, or technical school. The current year tax return and statement of assets. Approval. If an applicant is accepted in a community college, trade, or technical school, or a four-year college, and the above requirements have been met, the student will automatically be eligible and can be approved by the educational grant coordinator. Should an applicant not meet the requirements listed above, the Blind and Sight Service Committee or the Executive Committee would have to approve the applicant. Renewal. Once awarded, educational grants may be renewed year by year, contingent upon the recipient making passing grades with an overall average of 2.0 on his academic courses. Students are required to carry a minimum of 12 semester or 15 quarter hours to be eligible for renewal. The Site Conservation and Services for the Blind Committee on an individual basis will give special circumstances consideration for approval. Grants may be renewed 4 times. Well, we've run out of time to finish the rest of the newsletter for today's episode of the Lions Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us, 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.